Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is going to the show, and I'm just a regular guy. Hellboy, the devilish paranormal investigator with the sawed-off horns, the red face, the right arm of doom, and a bad attitude has once again climbed onto the screen for a bloody, grisly reboot in the new movie called Hellboy. It's a total reboot. No Guillermo del Toro this time. He directed the first two. No Ron Perlman in the title role. Nope, this time the director is Splattermeister Neil Marshall. And David Harbour, the cop in Stranger Things, is the new Hellboy. And the movie comes along with many decapitations, dismemberments, impalings, and a million monsters. But with Harbour, it's a little funnier and maybe even a little warmer. I mean, in the middle of all of this mayhem, you just kind of want to give the big guy a hug. You really do. Now, is there any reason, though, for this return to Hellboy? Well, I think what they're hoping for is that this reboot will kickstart a new franchise, because there are multiple teases for future mayhem during the closing credits, right? But the box office will dictate that. And a weekend take at the box office from last week, well, let me tell you, it might send all of this back to hell pretty quickly. We shall see. But if you do go see this Hellboy, what you don't get in a coherent plot is made up for with Nazis, man-eating giants, there's a blood queen, a pig monster, numerous winged creatures, secret fraternal societies, prophecies, revenge, King Arthur, Merlin, Mexican wrestlers, a young clairvoyant, and Ian McShane. And as we all know, everything is better with Ian McShane. And the story starts with a prelude, see, where Mila Jovovich, as the Blood Queen, meets up with King Arthur and his Excalibur, and what happens is she gets cut up and dismembered and buried in separate boxes all over the world. So with the help of the pig monster, she gets herself together in the current day. It's like 1,000 years later, so she can get revenge, find her true king, kill everybody, and turn the world over to a menagerie of disrespected demons and monsters. Hellboy's got to figure this out and then take the proper action, which he does. Now, I liked Harbour as Hellboy, but I don't know if this movie is required viewing. But the monsters are pretty good, though. They really are. It's Hellboy. Now, you want to hear some of my other reviews? Those are at 93XRT.com. Get them on a podcast. And I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.